Saved from the Storm by Linda Glauser, as told to Kimberly Reed. Look up the following scriptures: Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, Alma chapter 34, verse 27, Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 6. Decide which one you think fits the story best. It was a muggy summer morning. Josh and his friend Calvin stood on the tennis court waiting for their neighbor to come outside and give them their weekly tennis lesson. 5, then 10 minutes went by. "Maybe our lesson is canceled," Josh finally said. The sun went behind a cloud. The air grew chilly. "Yeah," Calvin said, "let's go home. It looks like it's going to rain." He looked up at the billowing black cloud gathering above them. Suddenly, a fierce wind kicked up. Without warning, hail and rain started pelting down. "Quick!" Josh called above the shrieking wind. He pointed to a large pine tree. The boys ran across the lawn, the wind pulling so hard that Josh feared he'd be carried away. He and Calvin scrambled under the tree branches, listening to the storm roar around them. Josh knew that Brother and Sister Snow's house was nearby, but he couldn't see it through the heavy downpour. "Let's pray," Calvin said. The boys knelt in the dirt and prayed that the rain would let up long enough for them to see the Snow's house and run there for safety. As soon as they said amen, the rain slowed. "I see the house," Josh cried. Calvin dashed across the slippery, hail-covered grass to the Snow's porch as the rain picked up again. Josh followed, but stopped next to the detached garage because it was closer than the house. He stood beside it for a moment, wondering what to do. "Follow Calvin," a voice spoke to his mind. He ran toward the porch where Calvin stood waiting. As he ran, he felt a rumble and heard a terrible crash. Josh turned around and froze. 2 huge pine trees had blown over onto the garage, demolishing it. Wooden beams, broken glass, and twisted metal littered the ground. A tree trunk lay where Josh had been standing. "Come on," Calvin called. Josh ran to the porch as Calvin rang the doorbell. No one answered. Calvin turned the doorknob and opened the door. "Phew," Josh said. "Now we can call our parents to come get us." As he waited inside the Snow's house and watched the rain pour down outside, he silently thanked Heavenly Father for protecting him from the storm. Later that night, Josh's mom asked, "Did you and Calvin lock the Snow's door behind you when you left?" Josh shook his head. Mom's eyes twinkled. "I just spoke with the Snows. When you and Calvin went into their house, you set off the security alarm. The house was locked." Josh's mouth dropped open. "But we just opened the door and walked in." When the security agent arrived, the front door was still locked. He has no idea how you boys got into the house. Josh thought quietly for a moment. "I know how we got in. Heavenly Father helped us." Josh was grateful to know that the Lord would open doors for him and help keep him safe. End of article. Saved from the Storm by Linda Glauser, as told to Kimberly Reed.